Good morning. Please welcome our next group, the Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band, Music in the Parks at Elizabeth High School. Today, our judges are Gary P. Gilmore, Professor of Music and Director of Bands at Fresno State, and Robert Barrington from De Anza College. The Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band is under the direction of Greg Conway and Bill Clarence. They will be performing Tomorrow's Yesterday by Brian Bollinger and Joy Paul Journey by Robert Sheldon.
Hello there, Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band. My name is Gary Gilmore. I'm the Director of Bands at Fresno State right here in California. Today it's my pleasure to be here to serve as one of your adjudicators. We have a really handsome looking group in front of us with absolutely wonderful instrumentation. Just so impressive. Looking forward to hearing what you can do with all those instruments. Good luck. We're not really technically supposed to talk during your warm-up number, so I'll just let you listen. I'll be back for the competitive portion of your program. Very impressive opening where the students can start with one breathing gesture from the conductor. I love it. Very impressive. Nice touch on the bells. Maybe just give us a little bit more of that. Nice. Good tone. Trumpet's dealing with the dissonance nicely. Good blend. Pretty nice balance. We need to be a little bit more precise with note beginnings. Your conductor's treating you like adults and going at the tempo that is suggested here by the composer. Nice job with the crescendo and the retardando. Another beautiful piece by Brian Balmage. He's such a terrific writer. Nice job, low winds. Keep working to improve the tone quality and the pitch. Pretty nice sound, folks, yeah. It's just delicious. You're in tune. You're playing with nice tone. Clarinet's nice. Again, handling the dissonance quite well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, French horns. Right on. What a great section. Keep working for better pitch focus so we're all centered on the same B flat. D-a-da-da. Just really be careful. Everyone push to the end of the notes. If the band is big, it's going to be impossible for your conductor to see who's not breathing or who's breathing in the wrong place. What a beautiful rival. Bravo. Yeah, horns. Full value on beat 3, French horns on measure 46. You've been there. Sustain that pitch. Just, I think one of the reasons why you're not sustaining it good is because of the pitch issues that are a little troubling. Oh, I love the fact that you released that so well with the root, the bass root there being the last note. I sort of felt like it was the trombone playing the C that I heard more than the tuba, so if the tuba and bass clarinet can be the last to release, that would be better. Although I will commend the trombone player playing out there in sixth position and playing well in tune. Congratulations. Well done. What a great band. Do you realize how lucky you are that you get to go to this school with this wonderful band? It's very impressive. Bravo.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You're going to shift. Give it to him.
Nice job there, the opening. Ooh, yeah, flutes. Wonderful. Pretty. Another great writer. One of my favorite writers. Doesn't get much better than Robert Shelton. Oh, why such a big hole there? Yeah, don't make such a big rest on that dot, trumpets. I feel like you turned the dot from the dotted quarter into a rest, and maybe even more than that, you know. Nice support there, good. Measure 10 was nice. Yeah, everything needs to be softer so it's easier to hear the flutes. Flutes are playing with pretty nice pitch, though. Well, let's match pitch better here. Definitely lots of pitch issues on that E-flat concert from everybody. Flutes, hit that like more like a bell tone, then back off. Bing! I think that'd be better. I realize that's a sophisticated thing to be asking for these young players, but you're teasing me because I think that's what you're ready to hear. You're so good. Listen to that E-flat. That was better pitch there on that one. That was really nice. Again, we're covering the flutes. We got to try to chill out a little bit if we can. Yeah, make sure that beat 4 crescendos into 1. Not hearing the snare drum. I appreciate that it's not too loud, but I want to hear... Yeah, I was thinking. I think you're sort of hiding the fact that that rhythm is not comfortable. Bop, bop, da 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 da. It's hard. Pretty challenging rhythm for grade 2. Da 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 da. Timpani are well tuned. Now that's really impressive. Who's doing that for you? Are you tuning them yourself? Because if you tune that drum yourself, you're awesome. A little more on the accents, a little bing, give a little more of a bump at the beginning of those notes. Be careful, flutes, with pitch accuracy. And also on the release, that's off on 1, minus 1 at measure 58. Flutes. Good trumpets. Appreciate the articulation. Everyone lean into the downbeat. Dia, 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 so you're more together. All the flutes and clarinets want to line up. Should almost see you move a little bit to that downbeat. Longer note value in the dotted half note trumpets. And that way you'll be more together in the 16th, I think. Measure 75. Make sure you play dia-da, dia-da, not dia-da, dia-da. Or is it marked as staccato? Oh, okay, sorry. It is marked as staccato. Yeah. Good job. Didn't hear any timpani ringing needlessly there at the end. Very well done. The forte piano was pretty darn impressive. Yeah. Very nice job. Congratulations. That's an amazing performance, an amazing band. Congratulations.
Thank you.